Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 27th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
It's official now. It's super official.
Oh, it sure is.
It's super official. Get over here by the heat, Mayor. Get over here by the 1 hour air conditioning and heating fire pit, which actually, these are nice.
Oh, so nice.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, because you're up there. Yeah.
This is amazing.
Sometimes I'm like, just light me on fire. It's so cool.
Yeah, because your coat.
Between my coat and my weave, it's over.
Mayor Berkeley, where's your warm coat?
It's in the car.
Do you need it? Well, I can have somebody.
No, I'm fine. I got a little heat. I can cuddle up to her. It's
yeah, you
great.
Got Michaela right there that you can cuddle. That you can.
Good.
Yeah, in fact, you can put the.
I would love nothing more. I said, "You look so cute." She said, "I am cute." I'm going to say that for the rest of my life.
Every mayor should be cute.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we've had a good run in this city. We've done all right.
I know it.
We've done okay in this town.
And especially, I've been here from the beginning. I think I sent you off, how many, 27 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
27.
Goodness. Thank you for doing this. It's really great.
Thank you.
And I came with toys for the kids.
You're the best.
No, not the best. You're the best.
You know what? Why don't we share it?
Okay.
We'll share it.
You too.
One of my absolute favorite memories, and I know I tell this story every year, that I'm not sure what position you held at the moment. It was pre-Toro.
Okay, maybe Congress.
I think it was Congress.
Yeah.
And literally showed up in her pajamas and her slippers.
It was an early morning. But I had promised I'd be here, so I came.
That was exactly it.
Yeah.
The best.
And I said, you could have just come whenever. No. My schedule right now, I've got to go home. I've got to get dressed. I've got to go to a meeting. And then I got to fly here and go there. And I got all this other stuff to do. I'm not missing Toy Drive.
The best.
Yeah. And, you know, even this morning, because I had to leave the house around 6:50, and at first I said, oh, you got to be kidding. Then I thought, this guy is going to be up there for 30 days. How can I not show up and send him off?
12.
12.
But
feels like 30.
Do you need me up there for 30?
No,
I'll do it.
No,
I'll do it. If
12
you
is plenty. 12
all right.
is plenty.
But I'm just saying, I'm ready to go. If you wanted to switch it up.
And I hope we get all the toys and the bikes. The bikes are great for the kids. So much of what you do is so needed, especially now. A lot of people are having a rough time.
I learned that last year we benefited 113 charities in addition to Help of Southern Nevada, which they do between 2,500 and 3,000 families every year, and then this year we're on track to do 115. Because,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. And so
it's needed. I mean, I wish it wasn't. I wish all this was excess stuff, but right. A lot of what you're going to be giving out is going to be the only toys and the only gifts that kids get this Christmas. We had a great Thanksgiving. I think I must have given out about 6,000 dinners.
Amazing.
I went to a bunch of giveaways at churches and at other events and Catholic charities, of course, we always do that.
Yeah.
But now we're going into the holiday season, and we have to make it a good holiday for everybody.
Yeah. Well, and like we always say, it's we're not trying to do a handout. We're just trying to do a hand up.
No, absolutely.
And if we can make a difference, because this, I have evidence. Like I can show
evidence.
You.
Oh
well,
my gosh.
I can show you the letters. I can show you the different people that have gone. I was in a rough spot.
Yes.
I just needed somebody to act like they gave a damn.
And it didn't matter. I mean, they could be on top tomorrow, but right now it's tough.
Just need a little help.
My father, as you know, was a waiter in town when I was growing up, so there was never a whole lot of money to go around. Thank God we were never homeless. We never missed a meal. But I think a lot of people are in the same position my family was in. It is tough.
Yeah. No, we were on the ragged edge. My mother was a postal carrier. You know what I mean? So
I think that's why we do what we do now. You know?
Maybe.
Without a doubt.
You know what? And I would like to address, and I'm not trying to throw a blanket on this. What do you say to the people that, because the people on social media that go, oh, Vegas is dead. You know it.
Oh,
you
no.
know it's not. I know
yes,
it's not.
Yes.
But what do you say to those folks?
Look, we had a little slump over the summer.
Sure.
It's understandable. I mean, we've managed to offend half of the world. So they're not real keen on coming to Las Vegas and spending money.
Right.
But I keep telling, we love our Canadian friends. We want everybody back. CES is coming into town.
Yeah.
It's going to, people from all over the globe are going to descend on Las Vegas. They're going to go home and say what a great time they had. And then more international visitors are coming. Same thing. I mean, people are a little tentative. If you don't know if you're going to have a job tomorrow, you're not going to spend money. But I think people are, we're going to, it's going to be great. Las Vegas is still a great deal.
Absolutely.
I've done a bunch of things where I'm on Fremont Street and I go to the different hotels and I say what you can get for free or what you can get for some inexpensive. And it's fun.
I've got a buddy in town right now from Chicago. He's like, Vegas is better than ever.
It is.
Because it's so good. He goes, I'm so happy to be here.
And, you know, I don't cook at home a whole lot. What a shock. But so I eat, I make sure that I go to all the local establishments. You know, we did a pub crawl. We did a restaurant
Absolutely.
Crawl. We did a casino crawl in downtown Las Vegas. This is a great city and it's fun and we want people here.
It's a good point you make too. Be a tourist in your own town.
Yeah.
It's fun. It is fun.
And it's really good being mayor in your own town.
Amen. Amen.
The best job I ever had.
Well,
uh-oh.
I got to go.
All right. I love you and
you
I thank
go.
You.
Thank you for
making
the time.
And I know I'll see you before next year, but we'll be back here, same place, same time, a year from now.
I'm negotiating with Kim, the special senior advisor assistant. Whatever title she has, it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
I know this. I know that. I'm negotiating with Kim to have you back on the final day.
Oh, I'd love that.
It's my 25th year.
Wow.
I left in 02 and 03. It's my 25th year, and that final day will be my 300th day on the scaffold.
Oh, my goodness. What day is that?
On Monday the 15th.
All right, we'll make sure we're here.
9:30-ish. 9:45. Yeah. Yes. Yes, in the morning.
Oh, okay.
But not as early as now.
No, this one is a misery.
after the press conference. This one's before the press conference.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
I just love you so much.
I love you.
Personally and professionally.
Have a good, safe time up there.
Yeah, thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving us your blessing.
My pleasure.
And for your toys.
Yeah.
Thank you. See.
We love you, fashionable queen.
The honorable mayor of the city of Las Vegas, the one and only Shelley Berkley.
It's only one.
There's only one. You can't have her. She's ours. Oh. There's only one. All right, go get warm.
All
thank
right.
you so much. We will take a break. I will get harnessed in. And we will ascend to the top of the 30-foot scaffold at West Sahara, just west of Jones at NV Energy. That is all coming up next on day number one of Toy Drive here on 98.5 KLUC, the 27th annual 98.5 KLUC. Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
It's the 27th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive, presented by the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, sponsored by NV Energy, Centennial Toyota, Nocvi Injury Law, Nevada State Bank, 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Albertsons, Terribles, Massage Envy, UFC, and Las Vegas's number one hit music station, 98.5 KLUC.